It's the Feary Theory on POTUS.
What good is government anyway? I'm John Feary. The debate over the debt limit and the shutdown in Minnesota has sparked an interesting conversation in America. Why do we need government anyway? Well, we need government to keep the peace, both from domestic troublemakers and from international enemies. We need government to stop criminals from stealing, because who else will do it? We need the government to protect the free market. The government has to enforce copyrights and trademarks and patents. We need the government to make certain our food supply is safe, our water is drinkable, our air is breathable. We need government to build roads and bridges. We need government to protect the value of our currency. We need government to educate our kids, because we won't long survive if we're a nation of dolts. All of this requires government resources, and that requires contributions from our citizens through taxes. We can have an argument about how well the government's doing in spending these resources. We can find ways to improve the public-private partnership. We can always work to get rid of waste, fraud, and abuse, and we can simplify our tax code, and we can make government smaller and smarter. But nobody, and I mean nobody, should believe that we can get rid of all government. We can't. Without government, there'd be chaos. And that would be bad for everybody.
The Feary Theory is on POTUS.